Good morning, everyone. Let's open with a song of gathering, and it's number 17 in the blue book that hopefully you received coming in. We gather together. And what drew me to this song is the sense of asking for God's blessing and receiving guidance from the Spirit, God joining us, ordaining us, maintaining his kingdom, and the way that speaks to Christian service, and knowing that five groups are leaving soon on service assignments. The one that I confess I dropped the ball on was including Emulate, our traveling, well, that will, they're not always traveling, but will be a traveling choir. And so in a little bit, you'll see a slide for them as well. We're blessing the trips that are departing tomorrow and Sunday and Wednesday for service and learning during spring break. Let's stand and sing together these words.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing.
Glad you're all here today. Some of you because you're leaving soon for Christian service. Some of you because you're supportive of those who are going. What we'll do is hear from each of the Y-Trip groups in the order that they are here. The Civil Rights Learning Tour is our new experience. It's the vision of Celeste Thomas, and we're so pleased that she brings that to us for a spring break trip. It's something that Celeste has led in the past in previous work at James Madison University. It's been well received. 14 of us will be departing on that experience Wednesday morning. Alterna community, it's the second time that we're going to join this community. The group that went last year came back and said, this is a keeper. Anton Masonette, Flores Masonette, is the director of this program, and he's delighted to have an EMU group back this year. Mennonite Disaster Service is a longstanding destination or partnership for spring break trips, and you'll hear a little bit more about that one. I didn't say with Alterna, 10 people are going. With Mennonite Disaster Service, 3 from here are going, 4 students from Bluffton University, and 4 community members from churches in Bluffton are joining a couple from Bluffton who are the site managers. So that group will be, 12 or so by the time they're all gathered. Serving with Appalachian people, this is our second time in recent years of connecting with this service assignment, and the third time overall, at least since I've been helping to coordinate spring break trips. So come on up, leaders of these trips, and then after swap, if we could hear from Emulate. If you'll come up too and just be ready, share with us the essence of what you'll be doing.
Good morning. Hope you guys are having a great morning. So, I have the honor of being one of the leaders for the Civil Rights Tour. And on this tour, we will be attending Atlanta, Montgomery, Birmingham, and Selma. So the purpose of this trip is, by retracing the Civil Rights Movement, we will educate ourselves and unite our community and give an understanding of our backgrounds through the eyes of those before us who have been mistreated in the society. We strive for unity and for advance of all of our people and their rights through Christian love. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm one of the leaders for Alterna Community, which is a bilingual community in LaGrange, Georgia, about an hour and a half southwest of Atlanta. And they have a ministry there and in Guatemala as well, and they do a lot of ministry work with immigrants and immigrant families, particularly Hispanic families. And so we'll be partnering alongside with them all week and be visiting the Stewart Detention Center, which is the second largest detention center in the U.S., if I remember correctly, and talking with detainees there and staying with host families within the Alterna community, and visiting Atlanta for a little bit and other places that their ministry connects to that partners with the immigrant families. So that's a little bit of what we're doing, and we're really excited to partner with them.
So we'll be partnering with Mennonite Disaster Services in Detroit, Michigan. A couple years ago, there was a flood, got into a lot of people's homes. Some of the damage from that flood is still lasting. There's a lot of mold growing. So we'll be mucking out basements, repairing them, because mold can be a serious problem for someone's health. You know, gets into your lungs, and makes it difficult to breathe, makes it difficult to live a quality life. So we'll be going to help fix those basements and help the community.
Hi, my name is Grayson Mast. I'm one of the leaders on the SWAP trip. We will be traveling to Elkhorn, West Virginia, to do some construction-type service by day, and then do some meeting times in the evenings to discuss the people of Appalachia and the culture there and the dynamics of the coal mining community and that kind of thing. So, yeah, thank you for your support.
I'm Jeffrey Smoker, a member of Emulate. We are a 12-person a cappella ensemble here at EMU. Our concert series this semester is entitled Amazed with Grace, and we will be singing at a church in Winchester, at our director's church, and then area churches in the Lancaster County area in Pennsylvania and Souderton area. Thank you.
Good morning. Ooh, that's a little louder than I thought. I want to ask, why on spring break would you go on a service trip? I mean, you've been working hard the whole time you've been here, studying, and then you get the opportunity for a break, and you're going to go muck out a basement and be around mold. Yay! Why? Why would you do this? Same question was asked of one of my good friends, Ben. He was in Australia living with me at the time, and it came around 2000, I think it was 4, and there was a massive tsunami that hit Sri Lanka. Right away, Ben dropped everything that he was doing, went to his work, said, I need the next six weeks off. He paid his own flight and went and worked in Sri Lanka for the next 6 weeks. And everybody asked, why? Why would you do that? Why would you drop this and go? If you're a student, why don't you just go home and, you know, have a week of watching Netflix and actually sleep, catch up on all that? Why would you do this? Well, maybe it's because you're going to be around friends. Well, you can go around friends and lay on the beach. Why do this service? I think of a quote from a movie, and I used to think this movie was well known by everybody, but I'm starting to realize I'm getting old, and not many people have seen this, or at least some of the younger people haven't. So how many of you have seen the movie Remember the Titans? A few of you? Okay, how many of you haven't? Okay, it's only a few of you that I'm telling this to then. So in this movie, it's one of these great movies of coming together, of sort of the civil rights movement happening, and this coming together of an all-white school and the integration of the black students or the African-American students into that school. And it traces particularly the football team, and in particular two players. The captain of the team, who is a white guy, and one of the key players, who's an African-American. And after one particularly really bad practice, this captain is just bawling out this other guy. And he's saying, your attitude's been just awful. You haven't been hitting well enough. You haven't been blocking. You've been letting through people, and he's messing up the quarterback. What's wrong with you? And the other guy says, wait. I believe attitude reflects leadership, sir. It takes it right back to the captain. He's sort of, oh. Attitude reflects leadership. This captain thinks and shifts how he leads. And that slight shift of how he leads changes the attitude of his team. They pull together. And not only does it shift the team, it shifts the school and the entire community. Attitude reflects leadership. Now I have to make sure I get my verses right here. In Philippians 2, it says, our attitude should be that of Christ, who being the very nature of God, didn't see being equal with God as something to be striven for, but humbled himself and became a human, coming in the very form of a servant, and was obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Attitude reflects leadership. Here, Jesus is saying our attitude should reflect Jesus' leadership. He goes on in another place, in Matthew 20. Here, the disciples have been sort of going back and forth a little bit about who is going to be the best people, who's going to sit on the right and left hand of Jesus. And Jesus calls them together, and he's like, okay, you guys know that the rulers of all the people, they lord it over them, they take control over everyone else. But not so with you, not so with you. For you, whoever wants to be great should be a servant. Whoever wants to be first should be last. And then he says, for I, the Son of Man, did not come to serve, to be served, but to serve. Attitude reflects leadership. I think the best one for this is John 13. Here, Jesus has just washed his disciples' feet. And he says to them, you call me Lord and teacher, and that is right, for that's what I am. But yet I have humbled myself and washed your feet. You should go and do likewise. I've set an example for you, and you should do this. Attitude reflecting leadership. Our leadership is that of Christ. And when our attitude reflects our leader, it sometimes is shocking to the world. They don't get it. It stuns them. Back in 2006, there was an Amish house shooting in Nickel Mine. And the Amish, their response shocked the world. It was something that people weren't expecting. They chose to forgive almost right away. There wasn't a calling together and a having of meeting, but as soon as the shooting had been, people knew about it, there was all these different people that went to the shooter's home, and they started just showing up and offering forgiveness to the family. Now, my aunt was with the wife of the guy who committed the shooting, so I know this story firsthand. And I know that community. And it wasn't that they worked on this really hard. It just was who they were. People say that our actions speak about who we are, but our reactions show more clearly our attitude. For them, their reaction showed who they really were, and it surprised people. But for them, it wasn't something that they woke up and decided one day, we're just going to be a forgiving people. It was something that they constantly worked on. For the Amish community, the Lord's Prayer is key. They say it sometimes in between 3 or 8 times every day, before every meal, after every meal, and sometimes in the morning and at night. Forgive me as I forgive others. And as much as I forgive, God forgives me. And when I don't forgive, God doesn't forgive me. It was ingrained in who they were. For them, their attitude reflected their leadership the way they were as a people. For you guys that are choosing to go and serve, this is a reflection of you guys catching the vision of Jesus, our leader. He said, come and serve. And you guys are catching that. And I encourage you in that. Keep going. But as you get up and as you're working in a basement or you're having to get up and sing the same songs for the fifth time that day, I want to encourage you to keep working at it, to have that reactions that you have to the guy on the trip that's just annoying you so much or we're sleeping on the floor again. May your reaction still be that that reflects that of Jesus Christ. Choose love, forgiveness, and continue to serve. But I think there's one more thing here in this attitude reflects leadership, and that's for some of us that are here as teachers, professors, and leaders. The attitude of our campus reflects not only the leadership of Jesus, but also of us who are leaders. And if there are things that we need to change, and I'm not going to name anything, and I'm not coming to mind of something that I'm going to encourage us to change, but I'm just encouraging us to think about it. Is the attitude we are seeing on our campus reflecting the type of leadership that we want? Is it reflecting the attitude of Christ? Or are there things in the way we lead that we need to shift, just like in Remember the Titans? So attitude reflects leadership. You guys are catching the vision.
Jesus answered,
you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart,
and with all your soul,
and with all your strength,
and with all your mind,
and your neighbor as yourself.
Give us the eyes of Jesus to see our neighbors and the strangers we meet,
to serve others as the hands and feet of Jesus.
Teach us what it means to love the stranger as we love ourselves,
to serve others as the hands and feet of Jesus.
Forgive us for our selfishness, for our silence, for not caring enough for the strangers who come to our communities,
to serve others as the hands and feet of Jesus.
Teach us to love and care for the stranger the way you do,
to serve others as the hands and feet of Jesus.
Do this and you will live.
What we just received was a litany prepared by Christina Hershey, drawing from the key scripture verse and also mission and purpose statements of the YServe student organization. Thank you for that. Madeline Payne and Becca Mongold were the readers. They, along with Sammy Kaufman, Catherine Graber, and Amanda Helfrich, are Robert Probst, this semester especially active, are in the leadership team of YServe. Thank you for that. I invite now all of those going on Y trips or with Emulate to come here to the front of the stage. Just gather close. Once they're here, others to come and surround them as we pray, sending and blessing for them. So those going on the trips in the center, everyone else come up and stand, even on the stage area. We'll surround them with prayer and blessing. Thank you for coming forward. I will open this time of prayer, and then I'm leaving space for anyone gathered here to offer your sense of prayerful blessing and sending, and then I'll close the time. In the company of your faithful people in every age, we affirm those with gifts and availability for service and learning during spring break. God, fill them with the love of Christ and the power of the Spirit as they carry out the church's ministry, directly and indirectly, connected and less so. Grant us wisdom, grant them wisdom, patience, and hope when they falter. Give them joy in serving, and keep them faithful to this calling, to the purpose, the ministry, and the mission of each particular endeavor. for the ministries taking form within them, and for all the callings yet to be, we praise your name, O Lord. Hear our prayers of sending and blessing for these people. God, as much as we are able, we offer these service and learning trips to you. May we ultimately be serving you as we serve one another, as we learn with one another, as we encounter your Spirit moving in surprising, dynamic ways in the communities where we'll be engaging. And thank you for the opportunity and for the privilege of going. But help us not to go with a spirit of haughtiness, with egos so large we can hardly settle, but to go with humility, to come alongside those with whom we're learning and serving, that we might receive even as we offer your love through us. We thank you for it. In the name of the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Amen. So go well. Go well.